Welcome to the Azzad Market Week for February 6th, 2023. I'm Investment Communications Director Joshua Brockwell. Let's take a look at the markets as of last week. Just when investors saw a glimmer of hope that the Fed would soften its rate hike policy, the January labor figures came out showing a massive job increase, coupled with moderated wage growth. The latest employment data is evidence of a labor market that has withstood the Fed's actions thus far and could encourage a more aggressive response by the central bank as it attempts to drive down inflation. Despite a late-week slide, stocks ended the week mixed, with the Nasdaq, the Russell 2000, and the S&P 500 posting gains, while the Dow and the global Dow lost ground. 10-year Treasury yields inched higher and the dollar advanced. Gold prices, which had been on an upswing, fell under $1,900 per ounce. Doubts about increased demand from China and concerns about rising interest rates sent crude oil prices lower last week. And your eye on the week ahead? There isn't much in terms of economic reports issued this week. The Goods and Services Trade Deficit Report for December is out. The trade deficit narrowed sharply in November, falling $6.3 billion from the previous month. A notable drop in imports led to the lowest monthly trade deficit since July of 2020. The Treasury budget rose more than $63 billion in December from a year ago. For the first 3 months of the fiscal year, the deficit sat at $421.4 billion, up from $377.7 billion over the same period in the previous fiscal year. Whatever the news may be, we'll bring it to you right here. For Azzad Asset Management, I'm Joshua Brockwell.